making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First down, LA going for the whole thing. Cooks, touchdown, LA. Brandon Cooks have a night, Jared Goff.
What'd you make of that game, Zo? Why are you laughing?
I didn't expect that. I really didn't. On a short week. Seriously, I mean, short week.
It's a game now, baby.
We're going to be.
You paid attention? It's a game now.
We're going to be doing this, what, in a couple days again? Thursday?
Yes.
Talk about being on a short week.
Yep.
We got a 1 p.m. kick against the Dolphins on Sunday, obviously. And then Thursday night, it's the Colts.
So you didn't expect a good game last night because of the short week?
Correct. I didn't expect that two of the top teams defensively in the NFC would show up and not play any defense at all.
Do you know what I thought last night as I watched this game? This is...
feel worse about the Patriots.
The game that I think the NFL has been striving for a very long time.
Oh, my God.
That's my thought about this game last night after seeing the way they just threw that ball all over the field, all over the place. Limited defense, but then you had some highlights where you'd get, you know, an Aaron Donald sack, right? Like, that's an easy to process.
He's unblockable.
Happens in the game, right? That is not complex. That is a pass rusher getting after a quarterback, and any dope watching the game can understand what just happened. And everybody understands touchdown. Everybody understands
scores. Oh, it's exciting, isn't it?
Everyone understands points on the board. And I watched last night's game, and I go, this looks like a game of Madden. This was played like a game of Madden. And that is exactly what the NFL want. Welcome to the new NFL.
Beautiful, beautiful uniforms, too, the Rams. I mean, it just popped on TV. Now, you've never been to the Coliseum, right?
No.
So to understand where the Coliseum is.
I haven't been to a lot of places.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been there. I think we actually played there one preseason or a long time ago, obviously. But it's not a great area, and it's tough to get to. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching. I watched the whole pregame show and then watched the build-up to it. And then they did the crowd shots. Like, you want to talk about, like, the perfect setting for Thursday night football. And people didn't realize that that's like a 5:20 kick West Coast time. And the traffic issues that you have at rush hour out there in L.A. And I just thought it was a perfect night for the NFL. I didn't expect any of it. I thought you were going to get a half-empty Coliseum. I thought you were going to get one of those 9-6 type games that, what was that, the Titans and Jacksonville played to last week. Would you rather watch that, or would you rather watch what you saw last night? Like, you were hanging on every... It was the first time in a while where I sat there and watched football. And I didn't want to get up off the couch because I didn't want to miss what the next possession was going to be, which quarterback was going to top which guy. And I thought Cousins was going to run away with the night, the way his night started. And Goff just hung in there. And this is a guy that I thought was a bust 2 years ago, an absolute flat-out bust. I thought he played afraid. I thought he couldn't sit in the pocket. He couldn't throw. He didn't have the wherewithal to run the offense. And man, is Sean McVay that good? Is his play calling ability and his ability to get multiple formations? I mean, we sit here and we talk about Josh McDaniels every Sunday and how good Josh is with the multiple.
Who's better? Who would you rather have right now?
We're reacting off one game.
No. Who would you rather have right now, today, for this weekend?
For this weekend?
Yeah.
Josh.
Who could do more with less?
I think Josh.
Okay, but it's a question now. It's a question.
Because that guy's got some pieces.
Because
who? I mean, you got Todd Gurley behind you, and you have the three wideouts.
He's got Jared Goff as his quarterback, a guy you just crapped on.
A guy that I crapped on 2 years ago, absolutely. So
wouldn't you like to see what
McVay... Goff played better last year.
What would McVay do with Brady right now?
He wouldn't be able to do the same stuff with Brady.
Right.
That would be true.
He wouldn't be allowed.
What would he do with Phil Dorsett? What would he do with...
You think Brady would allow him to talk into his headset up until the 15-second mark when the thing cuts off and be like, okay, you got this over here on the left, you got this on the right? That's what he does to Goff. It's like a puppet.
It's working.
It works for them.
It's working.
It wouldn't work here. And it wouldn't work under this head coach, probably. I don't know if this head coach would allow that guy to do what he wants. I don't know. I mean, it's easy. It's It's revisionist history. I mean, we could sit here and play Friday morning quarterback, right, based off what we saw last night.
Friday morning quarterback.
But damn, that was fun. That was fun to watch last night. The back and forth. I'm flabbergasted by it. Like, those are two. I mean, I never really watched Kirk Cousins over the years. Like, you see snippets of him here and there, and it's tough watching NFC games.
And what are your thoughts on him today now?
He throws a hell of a ball, too. Like, I didn't think he was going to be worth the money at Minnesota, but now you kind of see why you pony up $27, $28 million and he guaranteed the whole damn year.
He's a franchise quarterback.
He's good.
Those are worth the
money. He's good. Now, I know he fumbled again last night, and you sit there, and I watched that Buffalo game last week. They were a flat-ass dead team. It was Minnesota last week. Now, they turned it over a couple times in their own territory, but it ain't the same team that played Buffalo. That's impressive for Minnesota to go on a road on a short week the way they did. How about their schedule at Green Bay?
They're 1-2-1 right now. That is not good for my Super Bowl pick.
That's early. We'll see.
That's not good.
We'll see. I think Minnesota will square things away. I think they're going to be all right. I do. Because I think they can run the ball. I think they can throw it. Obviously, they could play defense. Not last night. In the game of no defense, they played none. Off the old Belichick line. Nor did the Rams.
No.
And the great Wade Phillips. And, Keep Tlaib's on IR now. But that front, I'm sorry. Should be able to get the Cousins more than
But the bigger picture
night.
Question
but The bigger
here.
Picture is it's like you start thinking
is
about
is this where you want football to be? Because this is what they want it to be. This is what the league wants it to be.
I say yes.
Does this win in the playoffs, though? That's my big question, watching that. It's so much fun, and I'm like jealous in a way.
What are you jealous of?
Be able to watch that every Sunday?
To watch that offensive output?
We've watched that for like 8 years. They've averaged 35 points, 34 a game over the last couple of years. It's just like they've hit this rut right now at the start of the year. Patriots have put up team numbers.
Yeah, but they don't do it. They don't do it the same way.
No,
they don't do it the same way.
No, it's not as much. I mean, you got a freaking Johnny. You think Belichick
guys are running wide open by like 15 yards, and there's nobody. There's wide receivers on linebackers every single play.
That's now. There we go. You want to talk about scoring points in that? You talk about running backs and fullbacks being obsolete, and maybe you're going to be an extinct position at some point. What the hell are linebackers going to be? 4 or 5 years from now, if this is the way this thing's trending. You're a run-thumping Mike linebacker. You're not going to be calling out Mike. You're going to be calling out safety number three. Safety number three, left. Gone are the days. 54 is the Mike. There ain't going to be no more Mike backers.
Yeah, but we have Todd Gurley. That helps. You can't put safeties out there. You can't put cornerbacks out there.
Did you know Todd Gurley was on the field last night? I sure didn't.
Yes.
Did you? I didn't see much of Gurley last night. Did you?
I don't know what you mean. He was that. What do you mean?
I mean, he was on the field. But I mean, like, that wasn't a Todd Gurley game. Like,
no, it wasn't.
You pay guys like Todd Gurley and you draft Todd Gurley to give Todd Gurley the ball 20, 25 times. Todd Gurley's that type of back.
Depends on the game. Why would you give it to a guy 25 times just because he's on your roster?
That's what you build your team.
That'd be stupid.
That's how you build your team. I don't know. That was fun to watch, though. I don't care that I didn't notice Todd Gurley last night. Think I'm sitting here bitching about Todd Gurley not getting the ball? Hell no.
I'll tell you what.
So he had 17 carries for 83 yards, and he caught four balls for 73 yards and a touchdown.
I remember the catch.
Had 156 yards and a touchdown in the game.
Yeah,
and it didn't even feel like it. What's that tell you?
I think you're talking about him as a running back. His 80, his 80, what, 3 yards? You said,
yeah,
83
17
yards.
Carries. That's a decent amount.
They didn't make a huge impact on the game, but no. I'll tell you what,
what impacted the game?
The Vikings have to account for him the entire game,
right? And that's why
because of his ability.
And that's
the most important part. That's what Jim's talking about.
That's what makes Sean McVay that damn good. Okay, so I'm going to put Todd Gurley there, and you're going to counter with backers or safeties that can run. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw the damn ball. You're daring me to throw it? I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it, Jared Goff. I'm going to make Jared Goff look like an MVP candidate right now.
Are we ready to say that
Jared Goff right now is an MVP candidate?
Is a legit head coach in this league.
Yeah, we're two. What he did last year.
Given their season last year and given their start this year.
And given what shape Jeff Fisher left that team and the shape he left it in. But this goes to show you what a fraud and how bad a coach Jeff Fisher is.
Well, no, because
or has been.
There's a lot
the amount
there
of money that
wasn't there.
I understand that.
Oh, no, he left that stockpile with talent. That team was stockpiled with talent.
From a defensive standpoint, and then you're handed Goff. That is not Sean McVay's handpicked quarterback. He's putting up numbers with the guy he was handed. Like, Sean McVay, didn't he want Kirk Cousins? Like, that's his guy. That's the type of quarterback he wanted. You know what? I'll make it work with Jared Goff. We'll put up 38 on him on Minnesota's vaunted defense, the new purple people eaters. Does that look like a good defense? No.
I want to talk about Brandon Cooks, too, from this game.
Sure.
Your guy.
He's fast.
You were loving that game last night. I didn't see you tweeting or chirping about Brandon Cooks at all last night.
Two big catches. And then every once in a while, you get the quintessential Cooks moment. Like, you get it out in the flat, and all of a sudden he gets drilled because he doesn't see the defense. There are times where you could take Cooks and you could run him down the field. It looks great. There's times where it doesn't look so great. And that's the back and forth with Cooks. We never said Cooks wasn't a good player.
No, don't say anything. You and I have consistently disagreed on the level of talent there on Brandon Cooks. We'll talk about Brandon Cooks and this game last night and a little bit of the, is this what the NFL is about to become? Is this what they want to get it to with the new younger wave of quarterbacks?
That wasn't your average Thursday night football.
No, it wasn't. And Thursday night football, it's a game now. That's what they're telling us. It's a game now. 617-779-0985. We'll obviously be talking about the Patriots-Dolphins game coming up on Sunday all day as well. 617-779-0985. Let's talk Brandon Cooks next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You went over to coach and gave him a good chest bump, huh?
I mean, I think that's just a daily. It's one of those things we get excited. You know, you talk about a coach that's in it just like us with so much energy. You love it every day. California.
That's Brandon Cooks after a win last night. Coach brings it with the energy every single day.
No shock there.
He's loving his time in L.A. Loving it.
Hey, Jared. Welcome,
everybody, to the Wild Wild West.
Yes, he feel appreciated? Is he having fun?
Oh, he's having fun.
Shut up.
Doesn't that look like a team that has fun?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to say that about a team that has fun and also wins, right? Yeah. It's the teams that just want to have fun and don't care about winning that you look at and say, you idiots.
Pete Carroll did it with Seattle.
Oh, let's just make sure we have fun. Well, you can have all the fun you want
you
if you're
jacked,
winning.
Huh?
Yeah. We're winning. The coach is a sourpuss.
How you doing, buddy?
Win, and they're winning. Good. They're 4-0.
Really good.
4-0. They're undefeated. They have
they're riding high, man.
They're top of the world. And happening. And I thought it was going to be difficult for the Rams to repeat what they did a year ago. Right? When we first talked about it at the end of last season, I said, you know, that's a really good season for them. That might be tough to follow up with another good one. Oh, no. They're better, and they're on their way to following it up with an even better season than what they had a year ago.
Well, considering the amount of money you spent in the offseason, too.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know that was going to happen.
They dipped in, man. I mean, they were so far under their salary cap, and that's one thing about them. I mean, they spent to the max this offseason. And when you're trending in the right direction, as they are, we saw this with the Colts a couple years ago. Remember, you'd go to wild card game, then you go divisional game, then it's an AFC championship game, and then you fall off the mountain because your quarterback goes down. And you didn't prepare for any of that. You didn't have the right pieces around him. I look at that type of game last night. I don't even know who the backup is. But you would think that even a subpar guy to golf. So to
Sean
speak,
Mannion is the backup.
Sean Mannion.
Don't care. Brandon Cooks.
But I think he would be able to function in that offense.
Brandon Cooks, you know what I mean? 7 catches, 116 yards, and a touchdown last night for the Rams. Brandon Cooks has individually a lot more yards this season than the Patriots do as a team in the receiving game.
We did the combined stat the other day, even before this game, about the totality of what the Patriots receivers had. And Cooks has more than you in total.
He has
wide receivers.
26 catches for 452 receiving yards through 4 games. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's kind of what he did
here. They figured out a way to utilize his skills.
Yeah.
Do you think the Patriots could use Brandon Cooks right about now?
Oh, right now, sure.
Yeah, isn't that a little salt in the wounds to watch Brandon Cooks go off the way that he has?
If you're talking the way you're talking right now, and you're kind of being a little bit of a jerk right now.
Well, I am being a jerk because I like Brandon Cooks.
No, but I know that. So imagine what Tom Brady would feel watching that game last night.
Oh, imagine
look
that.
Look how Beetle feels.
Cookie.
Beetle's a little raw. Beetle's got the raw.
He's watching
today.
His cookie out and, there in L.A.
It's a good thing he goes to bed early. You can see it.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to tell you something about
Brandon. Chamber?
I'm going to tell you something about Brandon Cooks. And you've said it. Great work ethic. You may not like everything about him. You may not like the way he catches the ball. He may catch it off the pads every now and again.
He caught the touchdown right? away under the chin.
Yeah, I know. it's kind of
like the replacements.
It may not look great at all times with him. And at times, you always said, it looks like he's fighting the ball.
He fights it.
You know, why is he fighting the ball? Let it come to you, baby. Just welcome it in. Don't fight it. But he's productive, and he was good here last year. And he was not as bad as some people want to make it out to be. In fact, he wasn't bad at all. I thought he was very good.
Never said he was bad.
And this team should have kept him. This team should have kept Brandon Cooks, and they didn't. I don't like the trade of Brandon Cooks. I haven't liked it since they did it.
You sit here and revisit that now. The fact that you trade Garoppolo away, and it's going to be Brady's team, and Brady's going to be here at least two or three more years. You think you would, pat it on the outside, so to speak, a little bit, But, I mean, you saddle up with Kenny Britt.
But you had the entire offseason if you were going to move on from Cooks.
Find a replacement.
Do whatever you want to do, but you got to come up with a replacement, and they certainly didn't do that.
Right. That's obvious.
Yeah. They look bad on that one.
I thought Cooks' best catch of the night was inside the 10. He ran a dig route right in the middle over the middle of the field. And Goff put it right on him. He plucked it, tucked it away, ducked his head, and went up underneath. I'm like, wow, that was pretty good. Didn't see him do that here.
Yeah, that was the one play that was like, wow, that's different than what he did here.
He never did that here. Like, he would always catch the ball, go down to the ground in the middle.
I still don't know if he helps you win playoff games. That's my big thing.
Helped you win the Titans playoff game.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I mean, that was the game Jags. That's all flipped out on him.
He won the
Jags. Helped in the Jags game.
He won you the Houston game, right? Yeah. Yeah, the Houston game. 24 seconds left. Brady hits him in the back corner. Perfect. I mean, he was great along the sideline, keeping his body control. I always thought he was better along the boundary than he was in the middle of the field. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That does make sense.
Yeah. But that's where Maul's production came
Look what happened with him in the middle of the field in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Running around like crazy. Gets his own head taken off.
Yep. I mean, he does it.
So unfortunate that that's the lasting impression he leaves in New England.
It is. But that's the point of he has a tough time protecting himself. And he did it last night, too, inside the 10 when he caught that ball on the outside.
All right, but he's a good receiver.
You go down. Yeah, he's a really good receiver.
Really good receiver.
He's a really good receiver.
Yeah, the Patriots can't use those right now. That's why they trade. They say, we don't need this. We don't need really good receivers.
Hollister's coming back.
We don't want to pay people. We don't pay anybody. Like I said yesterday, 23 teams have a receiver on their roster making $8 million or more. Yeah, 23 teams. Patriots can't be one of those, though.
Going back to your...
Can't. Bill can't have that on his roster.
Going back to him...
Can't pay a guy.
Him always being there, not missing things. It's back to Belichick's thing about dependability is ability.
Yeah, and this guy... I lost my thought on that. Work ethic through the roof. There every single day.
Grinder. He's a grinder.
And I think that's how he earned Brady's respect right out of the gate, was it not? Was that not how that went?
Prior to
Brady's like, this guy shows up. He works hard every day.
Well, prior to practice and post, he would always, he'd be one of the first ones out there, last ones to leave. And that wears off after about a month. It's nice. Everybody does that at camp. You show up at camp and I'm going to show the coaches. I'm going to show everybody. I'll be there early. I'll stay late.
And then guys fade.
Eventually it fades.
Did he fade?
He did not fade.
Didn't fade.
He didn't fade. Entire year. I even remember being
first
down.
First one in, last one out, all year long.
I remember being down underneath him back on Wednesdays. We were doing the all-access. We do the Tuesdays now. But Wednesday was the big work day, full pads. And I always remember being down there late, and we'd be wrapping something up somewhere around 4, 4:30, and team would be already walking in. You could hear the cleats coming in, underneath. And I always remember going out to the field to film that turf segment, and Cooks would be walking by with his helmet off. One of the last ones, stringing it in. You could tell ball boys are already bringing the carts in with all the equipment. And they don't do that until everybody's off the field.
They have his shirt up showing his midsection with headphones on, too?
No.
Oh, never. No. Oh, that's Kenny Britt. Sorry. We've confused the two. I just know they're so compatible.
I don't think Cooks ever left practice halfway through and went and hung out with his family.
No?
No.
He made it to the end of the practice most days?
Oh, God.
End of practice plus some?
The situation you are in right now is a team, and the way you watched the game last night, what transpired compounds a lot of things. It makes everything more problematic.
I just think if you put it in a vacuum, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of other moves involved. But right now, the Patriots are at a place where Bill Belichick would rather have Josh Gordon, the always unreliable Josh Gordon, here and not Brandon Cooks.
That's the situation you're in.
And that goes against everything that is dependability, is more important than ability. It really comes down to who's cheaper.
Those words come back to bite you a little bit today. Yeah.
I have a serious question, though. If you need a big third down in AFC Championship game, 3rd and 9, Would you rather have Gordon or would you rather have Cooks?
In a vacuum where you know that Gordon's actually playing in that game?
Yeah, they're both playing.
Yeah, talent-wise, you take Gordon. Yeah,
because that's a guy you could throw up to, not only if he's covered.
Let's see if he actually makes it to that point. Let's see him get in a game first here in New England.
Doesn't last night make Sunday even more of a you-better-be-out-there Josh Gordon type game? Like, you better get him out there. I don't care if he has three plays that he knows. You know what I mean? I don't care if his hamstring's 80%. Like, what are you waiting on? Driving in today, and I heard a promo on our station. You know, they do pregame with Mark Bertrand and Chris Gaspin.
Oh, starts yeah, big 10 pregame.
O'clock. Forget the call. Bob Sosi and Scott Zolak have the call at 1. It's the Patriots attempt to not lose their third game in a row.
Is that what it said?
I almost hit the brakes. I'm like,
wow, that's dramatic.
Holy reality slap.
I heard one this morning
that said mid-90s.
The Dolphins try to remain undefeated.
Undefeated as the Patriots try to prevent a third.
Or the end of September, the Dolphins are trying to remain undefeated. What the hell's going on?
To prepare to prevent their third loss in a row.
The whole world is upside down.
I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Somebody said earlier in the week they've lost 3 out of their last 4 games.
Yes, they have.
That's not nice.
It's factual. True. It's factual, is it not?
And you're now saying you're payback games all the way back to last year.
No.
This counts the 21-game win streak. What was that all about? Start 21 in a row.
Thank you, Jim. Good call, Jim. Oh, you can count that when it's a 21-game win streak, but you can't count it when they're losses.
Start counting preseason two, last season, preseason.
No, it's got to be actual competitive game. No exhibitions. Exhibitions
don't count. Non-Etling games.
Non-Etling, yeah. A game that Danny Etling could not even be considered for.
Seems like 5 months ago that was the greatest play ever in the history of preseason football, Danny Etling's 86-yard touchdown run. Bill Belichick's there. That's one of the greatest preseason plays I've ever seen. Smiling ear to ear, talking about Danny.
And then he promptly was sent to the practice squad. 617-779-0985.
Let's see you there. Calls. We see you there.
Let's get your calls. Got some open lines. You want to grab one?
I don't know. Just a weird first half hour there. Just everything. Avoiding your third loss in a row. Watching that game last night. And here we are on Friday. Normally football Fridays start a little differently.
Well, it's uncomfortable, though. This week is uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
That's what you're doing. I'm uncomfortable.
I don't like this Friday.
We haven't even really talked about this weekend's game yet.
Worst traffic ever. We're going to have some fun today.
Football card coming
up. Play Simple Minds coming back next.
That's a party.
Your calls are next.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox begin their final series of the regular season tonight. Yankees are in town needing a win or an A's loss to secure home field next week's AL wild card game. For the Red Sox, Brian Johnson gets the start tonight opposite Jay Happ at Fenway Park. Patriots getting ready for the Dolphins on Sunday. John Simon now with the team. You got to do a lot of things to get up to speed, huh?
Well, you just have to be a pro. You have to come in here and do what they ask you to do. Learn as fast as you can. Maybe do a little extra. More than most guys who already know the playbook. So just try to get on top of things as best you can.
Last night, Rams beat the Vikings 38-31 to begin NFL Week 4 at the Ryder Cup.
Who's that talking there?
That was John Simon.
Let's get the playbook going.
Yeah. At the Ryder Cup, Team USA took the morning matches 3-1. But Europe currently leads all 4 afternoon matches, including the Sergio Garcia team. They're absolutely beating the bag out of Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau. Lefty and Nerdy are down 7 through 9 holes. That's going to go dormy soon. And they're gonna get the rest of the afternoon off.
Going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Mel Gaynor, Simple Minds drummer. He's legit.
Oh, the drums. I don't even need the lyrics. Just listen to him.
You know, Hardy said this guy's name, the drummer, 10 seconds ago, and I already forget it.
Yeah, Mel Gaynor.
Mel Gaynor.
Oh.
Double checking. Yes, I was right. You know, lead singer's name, Beatle. You know old things that you shouldn't know as a younger person.
This is Breakfast Club.
What? Yeah.
The lead singer of Simple Minds?
Don't know.
Jim Kerr, I think. K-E-R-R?
No.
Here it comes.
Simple Minds wasn't big enough for me to remember something like that.
Good drummer.
Jim Kerr.
feel better already.
617-779-0985. Zoe's uncomfortable today. He's uncomfortable in general.
I don't like play their other
Fridays.
Side.
Yesterday.
Alive and kicking.
That's next. That's next.
That's what I thought you were going to go
relax.
That's
Zoe had a lovely New England fall afternoon yesterday that he just described to us off the air. And I think you should share. Apropos of nothing.
Well,
you should share.
So can we put it in context first? Jim was talking about how satisfied he was with something he did at work. And I said, yeah, I did something creative
Jim's
last night, too.
Jim's been working hard this week.
And it's like how much better it makes you feel about your job about when you create something from nothing. To which Scott said, I know exactly what you mean because...
Well, let's give it a little background here.
No, that's all the background.
No, that's it. That was the setup, and then you told your story.
And then, but it was radio based. What Jim's talking about, that big craft special you guys have been.
Well,
we already covered that.
We
talked about that.
And how much better we feel about the station
having created
doing
something.
I felt really good last night because I'm like, okay, it's fall, and October's here, and Halloween's coming, and we have this. We live out in the suburbs, and we have all the little
farms
out there. A
lot of setup here that we didn't get, Hardy.
A lot of nice little farms out there. And I say, you know what? I drop by. I say, look at that. They get a little hay bale there. Get a couple pumpkins, some gourds, some of the corn. The corn stalks.
A hay bale.
And a couple of hay bale. You can put a hay bale there, and you put the little lanterns out there.
Little
festive wreath on the door.
Yeah.
And a couple of corn stalks around the lights, and did that. And I said, look at this. It's like a postcard. It felt great.
Just like Jim producing a craft ownership anniversary special from scratch, just like what I did, Zoe bought pumpkins.
I did that.
I know exactly
did
what
that one
hour.
And I got my stuff done in an hour.
And it made your day that much better.
Made my day. And then, boom, had that game last night. I'm like, this is a great night. It's great.
You are one of a kind, Scott Zolak. Steve is in the car. Steve.
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Hey, you look sharp right now, my man.
Thanks, bro.
I need you in a hat on Fridays, though, with those glasses. That would be nice.
Need a hat? Damn it!
Yeah.
Did you get your hat?
I didn't do it.
I need to send a Ryder Cup hat, Ryder Cup, with the USA on it.
Those Ryder Cup hats are nice. I've seen those.
Those Ryder Cup hats are
sharp.
I'll
send you one.
I like them.
I'm going to send you one.
Ooh.
Hey, Bertrand.
Yeah.
The Cooks deal, I usually agree with most things you say, but we don't need Cooks. Come on. $9 million? We're already honking on Dwayne Allen's $5 million. We don't need another $9 million from Cooks. We just don't need them.
Dump a guy like that. Dump Allen. Dump others. Keep Cooks.
Why though? What's wrong with Edelman, Hogan, Dorsett? Now you've got Josh Gordon. Everyone's acting like Josh Gordon's a nobody. Okay, I understand he smokes weed and does all that stuff, but if he plays ball here, he's going to be a stud. This is a top three talent. He makes Cooks look like a JV squad.
Okay, I don't disagree based on the talent.
When he's right, yes.
I don't disagree. I'm not going to disagree with him on the talent. Here's what I would disagree on. The availability and the work ethic.
Yep.
And it's far better with Brandon Cooks. And so I agree with Belichick when he says I'd rather have a guy who's slightly less talented but is completely dependable and is out there working his ass off every game and every day.
Joe Buck said
And so
the,
if you ask me right now for 2018, this season, if I'd rather have Brandon Cooks on the roster the same way he was a year ago or Josh Gordon, I would take Brandon Cooks. In fact, if money wasn't involved, Bill Belichick would take Brandon Cooks as well.
Absolutely. Now, you still got a first-round pick for the guy. The trade, it's a great trade. You give up that guy for a first-rounder, and based on what he was going to get paid and what you would have to pay him, you would say it's time to move on.
Ryder
Cup hats.
The
way you watch him catch the ball.
Ryder Cup hats. 55 Morrissey Boulevard.
Yep.
That's the address.
7 7/8.
Yeah, same here.
Big heads.
big, huge ones. If you can get fitted ones, that'd be real nice.
Oh, it'd be dope.
Real nice.
It'd be dope.
Chris is in Plainville. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Quick golf and football take. Hardy, Furyk just needs to put Mickelson away. No more playing.
Yeah, he played so poorly at the end of the season, too. I mean, I guess they couldn't change the team at
that
point.
What are they playing? Europe?
They were playing in France, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. It's a great format and everything, but Mickelson's done.
Mickelson's done. Come on, Chris.
What do you mean, come on, Chris? He's done. He's not playing well. He should...
I thought you meant he can't play anymore.
No, they named the team, but Mickelson was playing poorly. He finished dead last in the last tournament there at the one that Tiger won, and he was trending way in the wrong direction heading into this thing. And he's not like so good at match play that he can counteract just playing poorly.
Yeah.
Tiger's going to kill
definitely
him.
Stick to football on this one, buddy.
What do you got on Cooks?
Hey, yeah, Cooks. It has to do with he's fast, obviously. He had good hands.
Yep,
I wasn't sure if he had much in the way of yards after catch. And more importantly, similar to what that guy said before, I mean, he's priced himself off this particular team. The whole right wide receiver market went crazy.
That's not his fault. Yeah, I mean, that's what the market dictates.
It was. But yeah. The bigger problem to this whole thing is Belichick never replaced him. And to me, in my opinion, I thought this is the worst GM job Belichick's ever done this past offseason since he's been the GM for this team. I just thought this team has not gotten better. It's got backwards.
Well, I think that his offseason could look better if guys like Adrian Claiborne and Danny Shelton start playing well. So I'm not writing off the offseason yet as a total loss, but I'll say this about Cooks. Yeah, is he more expensive than what this team wants to pay for a receiver? Yes. You know, would he sort of blow up your hierarchy of who gets paid, right? If Edelman's going to be your guy who's going to be your top paid receiver, then that means, you know, you've got to keep the cost down. If you're looking at Edelman or Hogan or guys like that, you don't want a guy making more than them. But this is the way the league is going. And this sort of ties into what happened last night in that game. At some point, you're going to have to pay a receiver again. Not a Julian Edelman slot guy receiver at the $4 million a year. No, you're going to have to pay an outside guy again at some point.
Yeah, I mean, we sit here, too, and you say, boy, would you rather Brandon Cooks back? Would you rather have a retaken out? How'd you like to be above the Buffalo Bills and to have drafted guys like Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods last night? You want to talk about a guy that could catch the ball? Did you see the catch by Woods down the seam? Just plucked it, and he just kept it right there in his hands? Didn't let it hit his body? That's what you want in a receiver. That's what you want.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Max, who's in the truck. Hey, Max.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Max.
What's up? So I think Josh Gordon, if he plays Sunday, he has to have a big game.
He's got
to
play.
This defense has to step up. And, Zoe, quick question. I'm going to the Vineyard next week. Fishing derby. Where should I watch the game on Thursday? I'm staying in Oak Bluffs.
Oh, you're staying there? Just go to Nancy's. Guys. Go to Nancy's or just the, what was that, the Sandbar next door. Sandbar's awesome. Go to Sandbar.
All right.
All right?
All right. Thanks, all.
See you, bro. All right.
I like how you've become the Vineyard guy around here. We've got a couple of Nantucket guys. Now we got a Vineyard guy.
So. I'm a Nantucket guy. I like Nantucket better.
Yeah, but you go to the Vineyard more often,
don't
you? Oh,
yeah. It's easier in a boat.
Yeah, because you're over there
yeah.
often enough
yeah.
on the boat.
Yeah, go over there. Get some lunch.
See a shack.
No
see shocks. A shocker,
too. Oh, we got to get to that.
See the town meeting?
See Wellfleet?
Town meeting in Wellfleet last night. Like, literally a scene out of Jaws. Like
Quint going to be in the back at Portnoy. That was going to scratch the board.
By the way,
I know me. What I do for a living.
It's not like you're over there in the pond.
Football card
the
is on the way next. By the way, I've been looking into those shark nets. Those seem to have some real promise there. I think they should look into those.
Beatles going to buy some of his
no,
own.
No, no.
Have them delivered on Amazon.
No,
we're going to the beach, kids.
No. They're like $1 million. Like, municipalities have to buy them and put them in.
But if anybody could find a deal.
Oh, I could find you a truck that they fall off of on their way down, you know, in Somerville on the side of 28.
We're trying to do the right thing with these shock nets. It's not like we're going to give them back to the town of Truro for nothing.
Had to run across three lanes of traffic.
Not giving them
that net up.
Wellfleet town fathers without some reciprocation.
$1 million to buy nets or $1 million to give it to hunters to go hunt the seals. Hey, what do you want to do?
You can't kill all the seals.
We can change the law. You can change it.
There's way too many rules.
But it's not even that. Like, the science behind it.
Right.
They're just going to come back from Nova Scotia. They've already figured it out.
Yep.
If they kill the ones here, they're going to repopulate.
Right.
So it's
and you get all
sort of a lost
water.
Cause.
Like chumming.
Sort of a lost cause. You got to do something to keep my nets. Got to look at these nets that they use over in New Zealand and Australia. 617-779-0985, the phone number. The football card is coming your way next. We'll hear from the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft. He spoke this morning in an interview about the slow start to the season for the Patriots and the fake news out there regarding tension within the walls at Patriot Place. We'll get to all this coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you.
Time now for the football card. We didn't win last week. Went 3-for-5, I believe. 3-for-5. Nice pick, Tom.
Remember when BC was ranked?
Tom, you want to defend yourself on that pick? What, Hardy? What?
What's so funny?
Well, we don't tell each other what our picks are, and I just told Jim what my pick was, and it's the opposite of your pick.
Oh.
So.
Well, I'll find a new one.
No, because I don't love that. I don't love mine.
I think you should change yours.
I got mine.
Okay. I think he should stay with what he has.
Okay.
Don't let me influence you, but something doesn't seem right in that one.
What do you mean it doesn't seem right now?
I like the team you went with.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you what it is.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm going to take the Bucs with Fitzmagic on the road to Chicago. Buccaneers +3.
Getting the points.
Yeah.
I
think Chicago stinks. I don't think they're any good again.
Chicago's due for a bad loss here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to win that game outright. Yeah.
That's my pick. Good. So Hardy was going to take the Bears, but now he's going to change his pick.
Stupid.
I'm going to take an even dumber one.
All right, let's do it.
I'm taking Buffalo. I had them getting 10.5 at Green Bay.
That's not what we have it at.
9.5.
9.5.
Take it. It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
Buffalo's feeling it, baby.
Oh, Green Bay's due for an explosion, too. That's such a Tom pick.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
What a tough stretch. You got to go at Minnesota, at Green Bay, back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to get smoked.
That's what everybody thinks. So sure. I will bet the opposite.
Good for you.
So
I'm a contrarian bettor.
Tennessee's been on a roll. That football team's 2-1. They have the Philadelphia Eagles coming to town. Philly's favored by 4.5, Jim. You got them at 4.5?
4.5, yep.
Philly will win by double digits. I'll take Philly. Philly in that one. I don't think Tennessee can score.
All right.
They got issues at quarterback. Mariota can't feel his hand.
Yeah, we
the
still
other one's
got
a cuckoo. He's in Planet Zippy.
We still got issues with our quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next because I never do this.
What?
I'm picking a pro game.
Oh, pro game.
And I never do this.
Jim,
I was hoping you might pick the LSU game for this weekend.
No, I'm picking the Patriots -7. They're going to blow doors this weekend.
Patriots -7. We don't usually involve the Patriots in the parlay.
I never involve the Patriots, ever.
Oh, boy.
I looked at every game this week, and I just kept going back to that one.
Hey, you think we should put some side action maybe on this Patriots game?
I think we should.
Pull up our money.
Yep.
I'm not touching that.
You put a 20 in. I'll put a 20.
I'll put a 20 in.
$60.
I'm in for 20. Zoe's in for 20.
I'm in for 20.
Hardy, you're always in for 20. Like, we got to twist your arm to make a $20 wager.
You want to bet the Pats and lay the points?
Yes.
Normally, I would say absolutely. Let's do it week in, week out. Talking about a 3-0 team.
Let's do it.
You could do a money line.
Coming into town, and you can.
What's a money line?
What's the money line pay?
I looked last night. 70 would have paid, like, $25.
Not enough. We got to blow doors.
Mm.
Pat's got to blow doors.
Units.
Win by
Units.
10. Got to win by 10. Hardy, you in?
Come on.
Think of all the 20s you've wasted on video blackjack in your lifetime.
I'll do it because
it's another one.
Poker.
Just money.
No, you know me. The action is the juice. I'll take it, but I don't like it.
It'll make our Sunday that much more fun.
I like it. All right. Ready for the stupidity of all this segment?
Let's hear it, T-Bone.
What do you got, T-Bone?
BC not going to be ranked again anytime soon.
I will never again believe in Boston College in anything. That was
super
fraud. My first mistake.
Super fraud.
He was so angry. Yeah. He's so angry.
Big story. They're spending a lot of money in their athletic department.
You know, I went over there for the UMass game, the start of the year. You would not believe how much crap I took on behalf of Felger. Because Felger hates BC.
From all 47 people at that game?
No, they're a decent crowd. Mike Vrabel was there.
What do you mean you took crap from Felger?
No,
from
I
what?
Took on I became the person to bitch at because Felger has, and I'm like, yeah, I've been twice as bad on that front.
Right. So, right.
Yeah. I have to remember to tell Felger a story about that day.
Mm.
I defended his honor. He'd be proud of me.
Karate kid.
He'd be proud of me. All right, what's your pick?
Anyways, I'm looking at the Cardinals this week.
Actual pro team.
No, the Ball State Cardinals -7 against Kent State.
Leave now.
Ball State Cardinals. We're going with the
just
ball.
Just go get the next train.
Ball State.
Orange Line, Red Line.
Letterman School.
Whatever you take.
Is that right? Letterman went there.
Yep. Ball State, yeah.
Didn't someone else go to Ball State? I feel like there's someone else that's famous. Like an athlete.
Kent State.
Yes.
Like a football player.
Yes. No. I was going to say an actor. Hold on. I'll double check.
Morgan Freeman.
Indiana. A lot of cornfields up in Indiana.
All right. So what is the actual
pick? Did you see Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers? In a movie next year?
Yeah, I saw that.
Weird. Hello, friends.
It's Ball State -7 over Kent State.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Battle
Kent
of the
State.
States.
Edelman's going to be mad.
David Edelman. Notable alumni. Oh, you're thinking of Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company.
No.
Oh, you're thinking of Oprah Winfrey's gentleman friend, Stedman Graham.
Where's he been? She keeps him in a closet.
Hey, former Patriots running back Corey Kroom went to Ball State.
I played Corey Kroom.
I know.
Or 26, right?
Willie Snead. Willie Snead went to Ball State. That's who I'm thinking of. I knew there was like a recent football player that had gone there.
Really? You're thinking of Willie Snead?
Yes.
That superstar?
Yeah, I remember hearing about it. New Orleans.
Willie Snead.
He had some breakout games in New Orleans. It's got to be who I'm thinking of.
Stedman Graham.
Stedman. What Dana Longo's name is Stedman. Datum.
Jim Davis, creator of?
The Garfield.
There you go.
Fat Cat.
Who knew? All right, so there
Garfield
it is.
Garfield the Odie.
You want to run this down? You want to run this back?
One more time. Well, yeah, run it back to us.
Buffalo Bills +9.5. Tampa Bay Buccaneers +3. Patriots -7. Eagles -4.5. Ball State -7.
I like
them. The only one I like is Ball State because I don't know anything about it.
I mean, how do you even attempt to pick like a Ball State Kent State game, knowing absolutely nothing about the game and just looking at the thing on paper?
How many of you?
It's just utter stupidity.
500.
Five?
Or yeah, 10? Five. We're gonna do the side action on the Patriots this week.
500.
Five pays 122.
That's fine.
Should we make the intern repick Tom's pick before we do? Ball State. I swear to God.
Is that game on television?
If the other four
Can we get that? What are we going to watch for that? Facebook Live?
That game is on ESPN Plus.
Do you realize you pick games before we even get a chance to play on Sunday?
Snapchat game of the week.
Like we could be done by the time Sunday happens.
Tom, do you pay for ESPN Plus? Do you have that?
No, but when I win this week, I'll be able to afford to pay for it next week.
It's an Instagram game.
It's an Instagram story. It's 10 seconds at a time. You gotta sit through a couple ads in the middle of it.
With Damon Amendolara on the play-by-play. All right, there you have it. Those are the picks for the week. Headlines with Hardy, 90 seconds. No commercials. We'll hear from Robert Kraft after this on his Patriots. The state of the Patriots next.